let's play a little game called What If? Let me tell you about sponsors first, since they pay for the podcast, so you don't have to. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers, 4 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, newest location being Brandon. I can't speak highly enough about all of my personal experiences at Pin Chasers and in my dealings with the Peroni family. They're always giving back to the Tampa Bay community. Just recently hosted a Big Brothers, Big Sisters event. Annually host Drew Garabo and John Sennings down to bowl with some hard work from the great Mike Olivero at 102.5 The Bone. When you bowl at Pin Chasers, you do not pay for bowling shoes as you might at other arcades or similar places. If you do not have socks to wear with those bowling shoes, you can ask them and they will provide you with a pair of socks that you can keep. They're brand new. They're not used socks to wear your bowling shoes. All sorts of specials. Many nights around, I believe, 9 p.m. for you night owls like me. Various unlimited bowling deals on multiple nights of the week. Also with food and drink specials. The bowling itself is $12.99. On one of those particular nights, that's the pizza bowl. It's unlimited pizza and unlimited bowling on that particular night for one price. For all the specials, follow Pin Chasers on Instagram as one option. You can also go to their website, pinchasers.net, and you can book birthday parties, personal, professional, group outings, and just simply book lane reservations, which helps because these are very popular destinations. And I'll end with this. I have been to Pin Chasers multiple times when every lane is full. And granted, I have a reservation in advance. The staffing and the efficiency with which the employees are ready to work a full night of action is really impressive. How often do you and I go to some business and just because they're busy, it's an excuse for the company to say, well, we're understaffed and that's why your service isn't as good as we'd like it or you'd like it to be. Pin Chasers is ready. Pinchasers.net, Pin Chasers on Instagram, thanks to the Peroni family. Brandon Legal Group is your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Part of their full service message that they want me as a paid non-attorney spokesperson to convey to you, if you are in need of any legal assistance, but specifically if you are a resident of the state of Florida and you continue to pay court-ordered permanent alimony, clearly you have not been in front of a judge in the state of Florida since July 1st, 2023, because since that date, permanent alimony no longer exists in the state of Florida. Your financial obligation from permanent alimony predated to July 1st, 2023 in the state of Florida can be eliminated or alleviated with legal assistance. Brandon Legal Group can help with this. So if you are an adult male residing in the state of Florida, still paying permanent alimony, time to save yourself some money. And there's a chance that a judge may actually look at your particular case and not only reduce it, but eliminate it altogether. 813-902-3576 or for a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. My email. I'm sorry, I clicked my pens. I like pens that click, by the way. Do you? Or do you just like ones that have the tab that cover the area of the ink? So if you hear that clicking, it's a sort of a nervous thing I do while I'm talking to you on my podcast. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com. No pen necessary to type an email to me. And if you want to convey a message to me for any reason, any podcast, the Todd Wright Toddcast, this one, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, also available via joebucksfan.com and various platforms, the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast with a lot of handicapping thoughts week to week, looking at every game. That's the way you ask me a question or communicate an opinion to me, because I will respond. directly and maybe on a future podcast. If you send me a message on social media, no. If you post on an antiquated message board like a coward, no. My email is right there. If you send it that way, I get it. I respond to it. Pretty simple. So let's play what if, because I think it conveys, I'm all about, are you doing enough to win Super Bowls? Because you not only play to win the game, you play to win championships. And I want to make a point today because of a game that's on the schedule for week three. So the last four Super Bowls, Super Bowl 55, Bucks Chiefs, Super Bowl 56, Rams Bengals, Super Bowl 57, Chiefs Eagles, Super Bowl 58, Chiefs 49ers. All right. By now, you know, because I hammer this. Every team in just those four Super Bowls, we can go back four more. Every team in those four Super Bowls, the head coach heavily involved with the offense, the quarterback, game management, working with the offense, game planning, positional meetings. Here are your head coaches. Andy Reid, offensive guy. Bruce Arians, offensive guy. Sean McVay, offensive guy. Zach Taylor, offensive guy. Nick Sirianni, a lot of jokes this week, but offensive guy. 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, offensive guy. There are no head coaches in this group the last 4 years with a defensive background with no involvement in the offense for Super Bowls. But what else got them there? Clearly quarterback play. The quarterbacks who have played in the last four Super Bowls, Mahomes, Brady, Stafford, Burrow, Mahomes, Hurts, Mahomes, Purdy. Let's play what if on one team in each of those four Super Bowls, win or lose. What if the Bucs decided to give Jameis Winston a second contract? Number one overall pick. For all the bad things, there were arguments about the good things. The things that weren't his fault. The areas where he still could get better. The Rams had already gone to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, had already extended that deal with Jared Goff at the time, making him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. What if the Rams had just sat tight with Jared Goff instead of making an organizational decision to move on from him? The Eagles selected Wentz one spot after Goff in a previous draft. The Eagles won a Super Bowl, got there regular season-wise a lot because of Carson Wentz. Then Wentz is injured late in the season. Nick Foles takes over. Eagles go on and win the Super Bowl. Apparently Wentz was a little bitch about it. That stayed with him. And then a couple years later, despite extending Wentz and giving him at the time was one of the biggest extensions, making him, I believe, one of the highest paid, or if not the highest paid quarterback, the Eagles got away from that and chose to do something else. And the Niners went to Super Bowl 54 with Jimmy Garoppolo. And by the time we get to Super Bowl 58, Garoppolo's long gone, and the Niners are in a Super Bowl. So what if the Bucs had extended Jameis? Do they make Super Bowl 55? What if the Rams had voted down the people in the room that said, yeah, I don't think we're getting back to another Super Bowl. We're not going to win one with Jared Goff. Would the Rams have won Super Bowl 56 had that decision not been made? What if the Eagles had said, Well, we just committed all this money and this extension to this guy we drafted in Carson Wentz. Maybe he's right that they would have won the Super Bowl. We would have won the Super Bowl with him had he stayed healthy. And, we didn't need to do the Jalen Hurts pick and elevate him. And what if the Niners had said, yeah, we can get back to and win the Super Bowl with Jimmy G. So let's just stick with that plan. Let's not invest draft capital in future quarterbacks, which they did. One for bad and one for good. There's your what if. Each team, Bucks, Rams, Eagles, 49ers, a participant in the last four Super Bowls, walked away from a player they either drafted, Jameis, Goff, Wentz, or the Niners traded a second-round pick to the Patriots for Garoppolo amidst talk that Brady basically went to Kraft and said, get Garoppolo out of here. It's bothering me. I don't want the heir apparent to me on this team. Let me do my job. And suddenly Garoppolo was sent to San Francisco for a second round pick, which was felt to be very cheap, just to get Garoppolo gone. But the Niners go to a Super Bowl with Garoppolo and then make the decision. Yeah, he's not going to win. We're not going to win a Super Bowl. What else can we do? So those four teams, Bucks, Rams, Eagles, 49ers, the last 4 years have all been rewarded by decisions to walk away, move away from quarterbacks they had invested draft picks in. You know, technically, you can say the Niners invested a second-round draft pick in Jimmy Garoppolo. The Bucks chose not to extend Jameis Winston, let him walk, despite drafting Wentz and Goff, Goff and Wentz, 1 and 2 in a draft, both the Rams and Eagles, after extending those deals, getting the second deal that Jameis didn't get, trade them and the contract. The Rams had to include a number one pick to get the Lions to take the contract. The Eagles made a great deal with the Colts. Didn't have to give things up for the Colts to take Wentz off their hands because the Colts were still in Andrew Luck mode trying to catch up for his early retirement and seemingly going year to year and trying to eliminate that year to year with Carson Wentz, and it didn't work. And then the Niners just decided, yeah, we need someone to replace Jimmy Garoppolo. And so we're going to move on from him. Each of those four teams rewarded with a trip to the Super Bowl the last 4 years for those decisions. The Bucks and Rams won. The Eagles and Niners lost. So this week on the NFL schedule, we have a game between the Ravens and the Cowboys. Both the Ravens and Cowboys coming off high-profile losses in Week 2. The Ravens at home, despite a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. Stop me if you've heard this before about the Ravens the last few years, blowing double-digit leads in the fourth quarter to lose games. Not to mention how the Ravens have gone forever in coming back to win from a double-digit lead at halftime. And their opponent is the Cowboys, who just got boat raced by the suddenly offensively proficient New Orleans Saints in Dallas a week after the Cowboys did the same to the Cleveland Browns. So what you have in this game between Ravens and Dallas is 575 million dollars in recent contract extensions for quarterbacks that the Ravens and Cowboys drafted and extended. Lamar on his first extension, Dak on his second extension. $575 million tied up in these two quarterbacks, both coming off embarrassing week two losses, both coming off the two biggest flops in the previous year's playoffs. Dallas in the opening round at home, losing to Green Bay. Ravens at home in the AFC Championship game, losing to Kansas City. Combined playoff record of these quarterbacks who combine currently for recent extensions worth $575 million, 4-9 combined playoff record. Total wins in conference championship games, none, which mean no Super Bowl appearances, no Super Bowl wins. Now let's add to that. So you've already got $575 million in quarterback for what? In Jackson and Prescott. And Pat, yeah, that's based on what they have done. So let's add four more to it. Jackson extending Trevor Lawrence. Miami extending Tua Tagovailoa. Arizona a couple years ago extending Kyler Murray, and the New York Giants extending Daniel Jones. If you add up the value of those extensions, we're going to go well beyond $1 billion. So we're in 10 figures of money that these six teams, Baltimore, Dallas, Jacksonville, Miami, Arizona, and the New York Giants have paid to quarterbacks they drafted in extending them. And I ask, for what? And I'm sure many of you as fans of these teams have also asked the same questions. So just know it's not you. These six teams and that billion plus dollars on the combined recent extensions of Jackson, Prescott, Lawrence, Tua, Kyler Murray, and Jones account for a total of six playoff victories. None in a conference championship game, and obviously no Super Bowl appearances. Is that worth $1 billion? And to justify these extensions, the organizations and the people who side with the organization on these decisions, among the things they say is, well, who else are you going to get? You're asking the wrong question. You're completely asking the wrong question. So here's my counter. Well, the Bucs went out and got somebody else. And don't say, well, yeah, that's Tom Brady. That's obvious. If it was so obvious, Brady not have another offer? And if you think he did, feel free to email it to me. Feel free to tell me what other team was offering Brady a deal to be their opening day starting quarterback the year Brady left New England. Because it doesn't exist. The connection between Jason Light and Tom Brady from Light's time in New England, two stints, was a big factor here. Also, Bruce Arians being a head coach with an offensive background, big factor there. The Rams moved on from Jared Goff despite drafting him number one overall and extending his contract, and even needed to send a number one draft pick with Goff to get rid of the deal to do something else. The Eagles had extended Carson Wentz. They drafted him number two. I believe it was very early on, somewhere in that top 100 ranking on NFL Network, Wentz came in at one point at number three. And these were players voting. They voted him the third best player in the National Football League. And then a couple years later, the Eagles draft Jalen Hurts in the second round. Because the Eagles were thinking, well, maybe we should do something else. even though they invested a second round pick and a huge, at the time, most ever for a quarterback contract extension in Wentz. And the 49ers had Garoppolo, took them to a Super Bowl, then went out and drafted two guys. One they paid a lot for in draft capital, Trey Lance, and one they didn't, Brock Purdy. These four teams were all rewarded with trips to the Super Bowl, two of them with Super Bowl wins, because they didn't just set it and forget it. That's what the Ravens have done. That's what the Dallas Cowboys have done. That's what the Jaguars, Dolphins, Cardinals, and Giants have done. They feel that, no, we drafted this guy. This is as good as it's going to get. And you know what? If we change the coaches and we change the surrounding cast, maybe the fortunes of the player will change as well. I just gave you four examples of why that's bullshit. The Bucks moving on from Winston, the Rams moving on from Goff, the Eagles moving on from Wentz, and the 49ers moving on from Garoppolo and giving themselves multiple options in Lance and Purdy. So don't ask the question, well, who else are you going to get? You're asking the wrong question. You should be asking, has the guy you have proven to you he can't do it? Because once you answer that with a, he can't do it, you have to find someone else. Because if you're not competing to win championships, what's the point? So I credit the Bucks, Rams, Eagles, and 49ers for what they did. And I openly question why the Ravens, Cowboys, Jaguars, Dolphins, Cardinals, and Giants have invested over $1 billion. It's lazy. It's throwing money at a problem. It's not acknowledging a problem. It's not answering the right question. And for those of you saying, well, what's another example? What's next in line? What's a recent example of a team who moved on? Minnesota. Did Minnesota let Kirk Cousins walk? Had Kirk Cousins proven to them and to you, this isn't going to work? Cousins is the reason Daniel Jones has a playoff win head-to-head 2 years ago. If you're applying the Vikings didn't draft Kirk Cousins, so that's a slightly different, but he had been there a while. What, two contract extensions with Minnesota since his days in Washington? All guaranteed money. Someone in the Vikings, either ownership or the GM, because it wasn't the coach apparently, or at least the coach doesn't want us to think it was him, said, you know what? We've seen enough of Kirk Cousins. Well, what else are you going to get? I don't care. Let's try something else. If we know this isn't going to work with Kirk Cousins, let him walk. Let's see what else we can do. And what did they do? They went out and signed a guy for 1 year, and they went out and drafted a guy. They had a plan. Let's see if that's better. There's a better chance that works than just rolling out the same guy who we believe isn't going to help us reach our championship goals. So Cousins hit the market, which the Ravens, the Cowboys, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, and the Giants were unwilling to do with their drafted quarterbacks, so they threw huge amounts of money at them for what? So the Vikings may be next in line. It's just an example, but I just gave you four in the previous 4 years of teams that said, yeah, we are going to find another way to do this. And they were rewarded for it. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers.